Morning, everybody.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Shalom.
平安。
I'm so excited to be here today.
我今天很兴奋来到这里。
And I think that's what the scripture is talking about. We should all be excited in coming to the Lord's house.
就如同今天的经文说，我们来到神的殿中，应该都是很兴奋、很向往的。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
I want to thank you for this opportunity to come before your house.
我为今天能够来到你的殿中感谢你。
I pray that your presence will be among us today.
我们恳求你的同在。
May you be glorified and highly lifted up.
愿你被荣耀、被高举。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Today I will continue the Come Worship Preaching Series.
我今天要继续来讲起来敬拜的系列。
And the topic today is excited about Jerusalem.
今天的主题是向往耶路撒冷。
We basically answer three questions in our passage today.
今天的信息当中，我们要来回答三个问题。
The first question we're going to answer is how is a psalmist?Excited about Jerusalem.
第一个问题我们要回答的是诗人如何向往到耶路撒冷。
The second question we are going to answer is why is the psalmist excited about Jerusalem?
第二个要回答的问题是诗人为何向往到耶路撒冷。
The third question we are going to answer is what does the psalmist tell others to do?
第三个问题要回答的是诗人对其他人有什么吩咐呢？
Let's look at the biblical background of the passage.
让我们先来看今天经文的背景。
Psalm 122 is many Christians' favorite.
诗篇122篇是很多人喜欢的一篇。
If it's not yet your favorite, I hope that by the end of preaching, it becomes your favorite.
如果这一篇还不是你喜欢的一篇诗篇的话，我希望在今天信息之后，它可以成为你所喜爱的一篇诗篇。
Not because Pastor Hui preach.
并不是因为我今天的讲道。
It's because the passage excites us to do so.
乃是因为这个信息本身让我们有这样子的向往。
Psalm 122 is a continuity of Psalm 120 and 21.
诗篇122篇可以说是诗篇120篇和121篇的续篇。
You know it belongs to 15 Psalms of Ascent.
我们都知道它是属于那15篇的上行诗。
The first 12 Psalms of the Psalms of the Ascent comes in groups of three.
这几篇的诗篇呢，主要是以三篇为一组。
Every three psalms, they come in threes.
每三篇诗篇是一组。
We can represent it with the letter three T's.
我们可以用三个英文的 T 来表示。
The first psalm always start with the first T, trouble.
第一个 T 是麻烦、困难。
The second psalm always talk about trust.
第二组是讲到信靠。
And then the third psalm in each group starts with the third T, that's triumph.
第三组的诗篇是讲到得胜。
In Psalm 120, psalmist was in a foreign land.
在诗篇120篇是讲到诗人在异地。
And then in Psalm 121, the psalmist was on the road.
诗篇121篇呢是讲到诗人在路途上。
And then Psalm 122,The psalmist was in the city of Jerusalem.
而诗篇122篇就讲到诗人已经进到了耶路撒冷的城内。
In Psalm 120, the psalmist was in the pain of being exiled.
在诗篇120篇是讲到诗人在流亡中的痛苦。
And Psalm 121 talk about the hardship of the journey to Jerusalem.
而诗篇121篇是讲到在旅程当中的艰辛。
And now the psalmist was standing at the gates of Jerusalem.
而现在诗人他们来到耶路撒冷的城门。
Let's look at the outline of the psalm.
让我们来看这个诗篇的结构。
Verse 1 to 2 talk about the expression of excitement.
第一节到第二节讲到向往耶路撒冷的表现。
And then verses 3 to 5 talk about the reason for excitement.
第三到第五节讲到向往耶路撒冷的原因。
And then verses 6 to 9 is instruction for others.
第六到第九节讲到 对他人的吩咐。
Let's answer the first question of the sermon today.
让我们先来回答今天的第一个问题。
How is the psalmist excited about Jerusalem?
诗人如何向往到耶路撒冷呢？
The psalmist rejoices in going to the Lord's house.
诗人欢喜与人一起往圣殿。
In verses 1 to 2, I rejoice with those who said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem.
第一节到第二节说，人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。
You talk about rejoice. What is the meaning of rejoice?
这里讲到欢喜，欢喜的意思是什么呢？
It means joyful and glad.
它是说流露出兴奋雀跃。
You try to wake up your children to go to worship on Sunday.
当在礼拜天早上，你想要把你的孩子叫醒到教会来聚会时
，And you look at the time, it's getting late.
然后你看着时间已经要迟到了。
You know, for the children, it's a pain because we are hard on them to be on time.
你知道对小孩子来讲是很痛苦的，要叫他们能够准时。
For the parents, it's also a pain. We try to be on time.
对他父母来讲，要能够准时到也是一个痛苦。
For the psalmist, joining the worship assembly is not just a routine.
但是对诗人，他们要去圣殿敬拜神，这并不是一个例行公事。
Or just something he is obligated.
对他们来说，也不是无可奈何的事。
He rejoices in doing so.
他们是十分欢喜的来聚会。
You may ask why.
你可能会问为什么呢
？When you talk about the church, you know when my children always say the word they describe going to church.
当我们讲到教会的时候，我的孩子常常说，去教会是最。
They use one word.
哦，他们用一个字来形容。
Even as the son of a pastor.
即使是牧师的孩子。
Boring, boring, boring.
他们说无聊，无聊。
But what is the reason for rejoice?
但是诗人他们能够欢喜雀跃的原因是什么呢？
Because they can go with others to worship God.
那是因为他们可以与他人一起来敬拜神。
When I read it in detail.
当我仔细的去读
，The psalmist is not just saying.
这个诗人他并不是这样，并不是说而已。
I rejoice in going to the Lord's house.
他并不只是说我欢喜往耶和华的殿去。
And also not, I rejoice when others go to the Lord's house.
诗人也不是说我欢喜人往耶和华的殿去。
He rejoices when people just talk about it. Who said to him, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
诗人欢喜是因为他说人对我说我们往耶和华的殿去我就欢喜
Are you excited when we talk about going to HOCL?
当我们讲到要来主爱之家聚会的时候你们很兴奋吗
And that's an action when he rejoiced
这个就是诗人他们欢喜的一个行动
He came to worship
他来到圣殿敬拜
In Psalm 122 verse 2The psalmists have taken the physically and mentally challenging journey to come to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem.
在诗篇一百二十二篇的第二节讲到诗人他们是付诸行动来到耶路撒冷神的殿敬拜神。
Brothers and sisters, are you excited today?
弟兄姐妹，你今天兴奋吗？
Are you excited to be at HOCL today?
你今天来到主爱之家，你兴奋吗？
Let me talk about a person by the name of Alan Craig.
让我来提到一个人，他的名字叫艾伦·克雷格。
You know, church attendance is a privilege.
你知道我们能够来教会是一种特权。
We recognize that some people cannot attend because of physical problems.
因为有一些人因着身体上面的问题，他们没有办法来教会。
But those who can be in church should be in church.
但是那些能够来教会的人应该要来教会。
I'm thankful that July 4th fall on a Wednesday this week.
我很感谢神，今年的美国独立纪念日是在星期三。
If fall on a Friday or a Monday, I really worry about the attendance, right?
如果这个独立纪念日是在礼拜五或是礼拜一的话，我就很担心教会的出席率了。
The next Well Banner, a newspaper, had a report.
纳什维尔的旗帜日报有这样的一个报道。
There was a person, by the name of Ella Craig.
有一个人，他的名字叫艾伦·克雷格。
Wow, good, very good translation, huh? She was 81 years old.
他是八十一岁。
And he had perfect attendance.
他从来没有缺席过。
for 20 years.
有20年之久。
Sunday school.
是在主日学的时候从来没有缺席。
From the time when she was 61 to the time when she was 81.
从她61岁到她81岁。
That's something I can look forward to. I'm 59, right?
我现在才59岁，我也很期待。
Thinking about that 1040 Sundays.
大家想想看，1040个礼拜天。
Perfect attendance for Sunday school.
从来没有在主日学缺席过。
And then the article raised some questions.
这个文章提出了一些问题。
Doesn't Mrs. Craig ever have company on Sunday to keep her away from church?
难道这个克雷格太太她没有同伴会在礼拜天找她，让她不能去教会吗
？Once in a while, we have relatives visiting us from Taiwan, from China, from Hong Kong, from Malaysia, from Vietnam, anything you, anywhere you can think about.
有时候我们会有亲人从台湾、从香港、从大陆、从马来西亚、从菲律宾来看我们。
Doesn't Mrs. Craig have company on Sundays?
那个克雷格太太她礼拜天没有朋友来找她吗？
Doesn't she ever have headaches, colds, nervous spells, or tired feelings?
难道她从来没有头痛、感冒或是疲倦、紧张的感觉吗？
Doesn't she ever take a weekend trip?
难道她从来没有在周末外出旅行吗？
Doesn't she ever sleep late on Sunday mornings?
难道她从来没有在主日早晨睡过头吗？
Doesn't ever rain or snow on Sunday morning?
难道在礼拜天早上从来不下雨或是下雪吗
？Doesn't she ever get her feelings hurt by someone in the church？
难道她从来没有在教会被人伤害过吗
？The article concluded by asking a question。
那篇文章用一个问题来结束。
What's the matter with Mrs. Craig？
这个克雷格太太是怎么一回事啊
？The answer: nothing at all。
答案是她什么事也没有。
But if you are not in church on Sunday when we can be。
但是如果我们是可以来教会，但是却没有在礼拜天来教会的话
，There's something wrong with us, amen.
那我们就有问题了。
We need to take a lesson from Mrs. Craig.
我们真是应该跟这位克雷格太太学习。
I'm glad I'm not talking to you today because you're here.
我很高兴，我这个不是对着你们讲的，因为你们今天都在这里。
There are five ADs that we have to talk about when we're in church.
当我们讲到在教会来到教会的时候，有五个 AD。
The first AD is mad, M-A-D.
第一个这个英文的字是讲到生气。
Some people that are in church, but they are mad.
有些人来到教会，但是他们是很生气的。
Some people are in church, but they are sad, S-A-D.
第二个英文字是难过。有些人来到教会，但他们是很伤心的。
Some people are in church, but they are bad.
有些人是很糟糕的，他们虽然来教会。
But some people are in church because they just want to be had been in church.
然后有些人来到教会，只是他们想要能够来，就是希望在教会。
The fifth AD is very important.
这五个英文的字是很重要的。
I am glad, G-L-A-D.
我很高兴。
Brothers and sisters, are you glad to be here today?
弟兄姐妹，你高兴今天能够来到这里吗
？We rejoice when people talk about going to worship God.
我们很欢喜，当我们听到有人说要来教会敬拜神。
The second question I'm going to answer today is, what is the psalmist? Why is the psalmist excited about Jerusalem?
第二个我们要回答的问题是，诗人为何向往到耶路撒冷
？We cannot force somebody to be glad, right?
我们不能强迫一个人让他能够高兴。
You know, I don't like taking pictures.
你知道我不喜欢照相。
Not because I am dark.
不是因为我很黑。
I don't like people ask me, smile, smile. I cannot smile. I become very artificial, right?
我不喜欢照相，因为我不喜欢人家对我说微笑微笑，这看起来很假。
How can I be glad when I'm not glad when I come to church?
我怎么样能够高兴？如果我自己来到教会，并不是很高兴。
There need to be reasons.
那就必须要有原因了。
We need to be motivated.
我们需要有一个驱动力。
The psalmist motivated. He was motivated in going to the Lord's house.
这诗人他流露出欢喜的动力。
Verses 3 to 5.
第三节到第五节。
Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones for judgment.The thrones of the house of David.
耶路撒冷被建造，如同联络整齐的一座城。众支派就是耶和华的支派，上那里去，按以色列的常例，称赞耶和华的名，因为在那里设立审判的宝座，就是大卫家的宝座。
What are the reasons to rejoice to go to the house of the Lord?
我们能够欢喜来到神的殿中敬拜他的原因是什么呢？
The psalmist was motivated by worshiping God.
诗人的动力是因为可以敬拜神。
Verse 4, to praise the name of the Lord.
第四节讲到称赞耶和华的名。
The reason why he was excited, he knew that he got a chance to worship God.
诗人之所以能够这样的欢喜，是因为知道他能够来敬拜神。
The tabernacle and later the temple was a center for worship.
会幕以及后来的圣殿是敬拜的中心。
And the main goal for worship is to praise the Lord.
敬拜的目的就是要称赞耶和华的名。
You know, I used to be very upset when people fall asleep when I'm preaching.
通常当我在讲道的时候，看到有人打瞌睡，我都是很难过的。
You know, it's very challenging. EvenAs lousy as I preach sometimes, I am loud. You cannot fall asleep.
虽然我讲话很大声，是让人没有办法睡着的。
Sometimes I spoke even louder to get people's attention.
但是有时候我要讲得更大声来引起人的注意。
But then I repented.
但是后来我就会悔改。
I would rather for a person to sleep at a worship meeting.
我宁愿有人来到教会的崇拜当中打瞌睡。
Rather than sleep at home on Sunday.
而不愿意他们留在家里，在礼拜天
在家里睡觉。It's very interesting. Suddenly, somebody who was fishing, you know, fishing when they are at the worship, and they woke up, and somebody God spoke to them.
其实很有趣的，有时候你会看到有人在崇拜当中打瞌睡，好像在钓鱼一样。但是突然他醒了，听到一个字，那就是神跟他讲的话。
I'm excited because I'm motivated to praise the Lord.
我很兴奋，因为我能够来到这里敬拜神。
You know, there's a president called Garfield.
大家知道一个总统叫做加菲尔德。
He was a very dedicated Christian.
他是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
And the first week after he was inaugurated as the 20th president of the USA.
在他就任为美国第二十任总统的第一周。
A member of his cabinet informed him that a cabinet meeting had been called for 10 a.m. Sunday morning.
一个他内阁的阁员通知他说，在礼拜天早上的十点会有一个内阁的会议。
There was an issue of national security.
有一个国家安全的问题。
Garfield informed that cabinet member that the meeting would not be scheduled at the time because he had a very important engagement.
加菲尔的总统通知这一个内阁阁员说，这个内阁会议不可以定在礼拜天那个时间，因为他有一个很重要的约会。
Because of the importance of the agenda item,
因为这个议程项目的重要。
A cabinet member insisted that the president break the appointment.
这个内阁阁员坚持加菲尔总统去改那个之前的约会。
And President Garfield refused.
但是总统他拒绝了。
And then the cabinet member dared to ask the president a question.
然后这个内阁阁员很大胆地问总统一个问题。
I want to know with whom you could have an appointment so important that you could not be broken.
我很想知道有谁这么重要，以致你跟他的约会是不能改期的呢？
And President James Garfield replied.
加菲尔总统这样子回答。
I will be as frank as you are.
我会坦白地跟你说。
My engagement is with the Lord.
我的约会是跟主耶稣。
To meet him at his house.
在他的店里见他。
At his table.
在主餐桌前。
At 10:30 a.m. on Sunday morning.
在礼拜天早上十点。
And I shall be there.
而我一定要在那里。
Brothers and sisters, do you feel the importance?
弟兄姐妹，你感受到这个重要性吗？
Are you rejoiced to come and worship the Lord?
你欢喜快乐来敬拜神吗？
And then the second reason.They were motivated by the Jerusalem great greatness.
而诗人的第二个动力得到动力的原因是因为体验到圣城的宏伟结构。
Verse 3, Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together.
耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。
Jerusalem means the city of foundation of peace.
耶路撒冷的意思就是平安之城，平安的根基。
The psalmist is motivated by Jerusalem's grandness.
诗人被圣城的宏伟结构所驱动。
Now, when I was in England,
当我在英国的时候
I like going to some Anglican churches.
我喜欢去
圣
公会。
You know, most of the cathedrals, I don't realize until I take an arts class.
很多大教堂
the traditional churches.
他们是一些传统的教会。
You know, they are built in the shape of a cross. If you look from cathedral, all built like a cross. You know that?
你知道那些大教堂，他们建造的形式都是一个十字架的形状。
And one thing I realize I would never do.
有一件事情，我后来发现我绝对不会做的。
When I go to these churches, I dare not to talk.
我进到那些教堂，我不讲话。
To start with, you never need a mic. It's very interesting. The way how the building, you don't need a mic within the cathedral.
你知道在那种教堂的结构里面，你完全不需要麦克风。
There's no choice for you to be quiet because you know you are in the house of the Lord.
那个地方你一进去，你就会感觉到说你是在神的殿中，你会很安静的。
But today we are not in the cathedral, right?
但是今天我们都不是在大教堂里。
But if you realize that the Lord is here, that's a reason we know.The grandness of the Lord's house.
但是如果我们真是明了到主在我们当中，我们就好像去到一个宏伟的圣城教堂一样。
The psalmist came to worship the Lord.
诗人来敬拜神。
He realized the grandness of God's presence in the city.
他体验到这个圣城的宏伟是因为神的同在。
And he was also motivated by the tribes coming.
他们也是因着看见众支派一起来敬拜神。
Verse 4. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, according to the statute given to Israel.
第四节，众支派就是耶和华的支派上那里去，按以色列的常例。
According to the statute.
按以色列的常例。
According to the statute given to Israel, all the male elders have to go to the temple at Jerusalem three times a year.
按以色列的常例。以色列的成年男子一年三次要到耶路撒冷敬拜。
And according to the statute, the Christians today,
按照基督徒的常例，今天来
说 we are not supposed to stop meeting together on Sundays, right?
我们是应该每个主日都要来敬拜神的。
And all tribes come.
所有的支派都来。
How many tribes were there in Israel?
在以色列当中有多少支派呢？
12.
十二个支派。
They were very different.
他们都是不同的。
They came from different places to worship God.
他们都从不同的地方一起来敬拜神。
I fought with my GPS every Sunday.
我每一个礼拜天早上都要设我的卫星导航。
I don't know why. The GPS always direct me to go by Garden State Parkway.
我不知道为什么这一个卫星导航每次都带我走那个花园高速公路。
I like 87.
我喜欢八十七号公路。
But today I finally submitted myself to the GPS and I took Garden State Parkway.
但是今天我终于愿意顺服那个卫星导航，走那个花园高速公路。
I was singing and praising the Lord, the beauty of the Lord on the way.
我一边开车一边赞美、唱歌、感谢神，因为一路上很美。
The distance is far. It took me 1 hour 10 minutes.
这个距离呢是很远的，我开了一个小时又十分钟。
And I came, and I came.
而我到了。
At the parking lot, I saw Sister Fanan. I shook her hand. I saw different body people. Chun Ming, I shook his hand. We all came from different places.
而我到了这个停车场以后，我看到芬兰姐妹，我跟她握手；我看到春明弟兄，我跟她握手；我看到很多人从不同地方来。
I'm so excited. We came from different places.
我很兴奋。我很兴奋，因为我们都从不同的地方来。
We are able to be here today to worship the Lord.
而我们今天都能够来到这里敬拜神。
What is today's application?
今天的应用是什么呢？
Let me talk about the Sabbath donkey.
让我来讲一下安息日的驴。
There's a businessman. He asked his workers to work on Sundays.
有一个老板，他要他的工人在礼拜天做工。
And one worker was a Christian.
有一个工人是基督徒。
He preferred to deduct his salary rather than not going to coming to church on Sunday.
他宁愿被扣薪水，他也不愿意主日没有去教会敬拜神。
And then the businessman told him.
然后这个老板跟他说
，Didn't your Bible talk something like this?
你们的圣经上不是这样说吗
？If your donkey fell in a hole on Sabbath day,
如果你的驴子在安息日掉在坑里,
won't you work and pull your donkey from the hole?
你不是应该要把它拉出来吗?
The Christian worker answered,
这位基督徒工人回答说,
yes.
是的。
If my donkey fell in the hole one Sunday, I will pull the donkey up.
如果我的驴子在一个礼拜天主日掉到坑里，我会把它拉出来的。
But if my donkey fall in the hole every Sunday,
但是如果我的驴子每一个主日都掉在坑里，
I will either fill up the hole,
我若不是把这个坑填平了，
or I will sell my donkey,
我就是把这只驴卖掉了。
You know what I'm talking about, right?
你知道我在说什么吗？
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们,
There's times when we cannot come to church, right?
有时候我们是没有办法来到教会的。
But if the whole let your donkey fall every Sunday, you must think about filling it up, right?
但是如果这样一个坑，每个礼拜天都让这个驴掉下去的话，那你就要想想办法把这个坑填平了。
He was also motivated by the kingly justice there.
诗人也因着缅怀圣城是审判全民大臣。
There stand the thrones of judgment.The thrones of the house of David.
因为在那里设立审判的宝座就是大卫家的宝座。
Jerusalem is a political center.
耶路撒冷是一个政治的中心。
And Jerusalem is also a place for true justice.
耶路撒冷也是一个让人可以寻得公义的城。
I usually don't read the bulletin.
我通常没有在读周报。
I don't know why today I read the bulletin and read about the building fund.
但是我不知道为什么今天我却去读了周报，然后看到我们的建堂的基金。
So you think about the building fund, right?
所以我们是有想到建堂的基金的。
I'm not going to comment about the amount, okay?
我并不要对这个基金的数目来做任何的说法。
Let me ask a question.
让我问一个问题。
What kind of church do you want to look for?
你想要去找一个什么样的教会
？No, you may want to find a place that is near Fishkill.
你可能喜欢找一个教会是离 Fishkill 很近的。
And make sure that you can go to church. You don't need to park on the street.
你要确定说你去教会不需要在路上停车。
Must have aircon during the summer and warm air during the winter, right? You must have air condition in summer.And warm air during the winter.
而这个教会最好是在夏天有冷气，在冬天有暖气。
When a church was building a new church,
当一个教会他们要盖一个新堂
，the architect asked the pastor,
建筑师问牧师
，What kind of church do you want to build?
你想要盖什么样的礼拜堂呢
？And the pastor answered really challenged me.
这个牧师的回答呢，对我来说是一个挑战。
A church that people wants to enter whenever they see it.
那是一个教会，当人一看到就想要进来。
And a church that one does not want to leave after entering.
这是一个教会，他们一进来就不想要出去。
And the pastor decided to put a banner in the new church lobby.
后来牧师决定在新教堂的大堂挂了一条横幅。
Sweet mouth.
嘴甜。
Sweet face.
脸甜。
And a sweet heart.
心甜。
May the Lord help HOCL to be a joyful church.
愿神帮助主爱之家能够成为一个欢喜快乐的教会。
One that attracts others to come.
能够吸引他人来到我们当中。
Let's come to the third question.
让我们来到第三个问题。
What does the psalmist tell the others to do?
诗人对其他人有什么吩咐呢？
You know, he asked to do something that I got into trouble.I really got into trouble when I preached from a pastor.
诗人的吩咐呢，造成我一个麻烦。当我对一个牧师来传道的时候
，You know, today is not politically correct when we say we pray for Israel, right? It's not politically correct.
今天当我们说要为以色列祷告，其实这并不是政治正确的一个话题。
And then when the USA, announced that recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, it was a big problem, right?
当美国他宣布说耶路撒冷是以色列的首都的时候，造成一个很大的问题。
And one time after I said pray for Israel, I was in a Reformed church, you know, a Reformed church.
有一次我在一个更正教会讲到说我们要为以色列祷告。
And you know, Reformed church, they believe that God has done with Israel, right?
我们都知道根正教会他们相信说神已经不再理会以色列了。
You know, that was the first time somebody told me. That was the first time somebody told me.
哦，那是我听到第三次这样的话了。
The first time.
第一次。
Can you never preach about pray for Jerusalem ever in my church? Because God is done with Israel.
他说请你永远不要在我的教会再讲到为以色列祷告。
I won't tell you which church, okay?
我不告诉你这是哪一间教会。
I'm so glad when I read this psalm.
但是当我读到这个诗篇的时候，我很开心。
The psalmist encouraged others to do one thing.
诗人他鼓励人做一件事情。
To pray for Jerusalem peace. And finally, I realized that I have done something biblical.
诗人鼓励人为耶路撒冷求平安，然后我发现我所做的是和圣经的教导的。
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity.
你们要为耶路撒冷求平安，耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。因我弟兄和同伴的缘故，我要说，愿平安在你中间。因耶和华我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。
The meaning of peace is, talk about wholeness, well-being, and quietness.
平安的意思就是讲到和平、兴旺、安全。
For those who ever have children or have a different meaning about peace.
如果你们有小孩子的人的话，你们就对这个平安有不同的意义。
Sometimes you speak to your children.
有时候你对你的孩子说，
Can you give me some peace?
你可以给我片刻的安宁吗？
The peace talk about is totally different. Talk about wellness, quietness, and well-being.
这里的平安讲到的是兴旺、平稳和安全。
You know it's biblical to pray for Jerusalem.
我们都知道我们为耶路撒冷祷告是很 合乎圣经教导的。
We pray for God's people.
我们为神的子民祷告。
I strongly believe that God is not done with Israel.
我很相信神并没有放弃以色列。
That one day the people of Israel, many of them will truly repent.
有一天以色列当中很多人他们会悔改。
So he said, for the sake of my family and friends.
所以诗篇这里说，因我弟兄和同伴的缘故。
We pray for God's house.
我们为神的殿来祷告。
For the temple of the house of the Lord.
为神的殿祷告。
For the sake of the house of the Lord our God.
因耶和华我们神殿的缘故。
Why should we pray? And what should we pray about? We pray for the security of the people of God.
我们为神的子民的安全来祷告。
He talks about may those who love you be secure.
这里也讲到耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。
I'm surprised that I have enough time.
我很惊讶的知道我有足够的时间。
But sometimes how much it helps when you have a good translator, you really finish your sermon and too quick.
有时候当你有好的翻译，你会结束你的讲道太早的结束了。
I really want to challenge you for us to think about being excited about Jerusalem.
我想要挑战大家能够对耶路撒冷是很兴奋的。
I have asked for permission to do one thing that I've never done before.
我今天得到同意要做一件事情是我过去从来没机会做的。
I've downloaded two music videos.
我下载了两个音乐的片子。
If you're not excited about Jerusalem,
如果你没有向往耶路撒冷的话，
I hope after these two hymns you are excited.
我希望听完了这两首诗歌，你会很向往的。
I will ask Chun Ming to put the mic and make sure the volume is good, okay?
我请春明弟兄把麦克风。
The Holy City. How many know the song Jerusalem, the Holy City?
有多少人知道《圣城》这首诗歌？
One night while I was sleeping, I had a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem. Jerusalem, beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna up to your King. And then I thought my dream was changed. The streets no longer rang, as with the glad hosannas that the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, and the morn was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And once again, my dream was changed. New earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the crystal sea. The light of God was on its streets, and the gates, they were open wide, that Almighty enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or the stars by night, or the sun to shine by day, for it was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, sing for the Lord.
Sorry for the technical difficulty, okay? But you know, I'm so excited when I hear the song.
当我听到这首诗歌，我非常的兴奋。
Jerusalem, where near where Jesus was crucified.
耶路撒冷是耶稣被钉十字架。
And we look forward to the new Jerusalem.
然后我们今天是在盼望一个新耶路撒冷。
We pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
我们为耶路撒冷求平安。
I will not leave out the Mandarin speakers. I will not leave the leave out the Mandarin speakers.
我。
I will not have a song just in English without being in Mandarin.
我不会不放那首中文的诗歌。
So I ask for permission that today is going to be a bit longer, so I have a Chinese version.
我今天得到同意，我要再放另外一个段，一篇片段是有中文歌词的。
Thank you.
Are you excited about Jerusalem?
我们现在会向往去耶路撒冷吗？
I wish I have said to the pastor.
我很希望我曾经对那位牧师说，
If you not allow me to pray for Jerusalem, maybe you shouldn't invite me to preach again, right?
如果你不允许我为耶路撒冷求平安，可能你不应该邀请我来这里讲道。
I'm excited about Jerusalem.
我非常向往耶路撒冷。
We rejoice in going to the house of the Lord.
我们欢喜与人一起往圣殿。
The meaning of rejoice is being joyful and glad.
欢喜的意思是兴奋雀跃。
The reason for rejoice is because people talk about going to worship God.
能够欢喜的原因是因为人们在说我们一起来敬拜神。
But that's an action, they come to worship.
我们要来聚会是有行动的。
The psalmist is motivated in going to God's house.
诗人是与人一起去神的殿敬拜神是充满动力的。
Motivated by worshiping God.
是因为可以敬拜神。
He was motivated by Jerusalem's grandness.
是因为体验到圣城的宏伟结构。
Motivated by the diverse tribes coming.
是因为看见众支派人朝往圣城朝拜神。
Motivated by kingly justice.
因为缅怀圣城是审判的大城。
And he encouraged others to pray for Jerusalem's peace.
他们也鼓励人为耶路撒冷求平安。
For its wholeness, well-being, and quietness.
为他们的和平、兴旺、安稳和完全。
For God's people and for God's house.
为神的子民、神的圣殿。
And for those who pray, we can be secure.
对那些为神的子民、圣殿求平安的人，他们的结果是兴旺的。
I will ask Brother George to give us a concluding prayer.
我请周一居弟兄来为我们做一个结束的祷告。让我们一起祷告。
Lord, may we be excited of being in your house.
主，但愿我们来到你的殿堂，我们都是兴奋的。
Where we can gather together, we sing our praises to you.
在这里，我们可以聚集一起，唱出我们的赞美。
Where we remember you have a will for all of us.
在这里，我们可以纪念你对我们的心意。
For your people.
为你对你子民的心意。
May your glory shine.
愿你的荣耀彰显。
And Lord, we remember Jerusalem.
主，我们在这时候也纪念耶路撒冷。
And this is the place you are going to tell the world where, how you are going to govern the new earth.
这是一个地方，你要借着这地方告诉全地，你将来要统管全地。
May once again we bring all the praise to you.
再次，我们将一切的颂赞、荣耀都归于你。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.